USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The body found in California's Prosser Creek Reservoir north of Lake Tahoe has been confirmed as missing teen Kylie Rodney. The 16-year-old who went missing after an August 5th party drew many suspicions when many of the attendees to the party refused to cooperate with police when she was missing. The Nevada County Sheriff Coroner confirmed the body. Two Atlanta police officers involved in the fatal shooting of Rayshard Brooks during a 2020 encounter will not be charged. Rayshard fell asleep in a fast food drive-thru when police were called in. He then failed a sobriety test and resisted arrest. He took control of an officer's taser and shot it at officers when he was killed. Today is National Pluto Demoted Day. After nearly 80 years as an official planet, Pluto was downgraded to dwarf planet in 2006. USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Hating on President Trump lands one talking head in the unemployment line.
A political commentator is out of a job after poking fun at former President Donald Trump's appearance during a live telecast, according to a Georgia news outlet. WSB-TV Atlanta cut ties with longtime analyst Bill Crane on Monday following his remarks about Trump's, quote, looming orange face, unquote, and influence in the upcoming midterm elections. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
In the New York primary Tuesday, Representative Carolyn Maloney was defeated by fellow Representative Jerry Nadler in New York's 12th District Democrat primary. Dinosaur tracks from about 113 million years ago have been revealed at Dinosaur Valley State Park in Texas due to drought conditions that partially dried up a river. The adult Acrocanthosaurus was 15 feet tall and weighed roughly 7 tons. We are USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
As the FBI and the Department of Justice are attempting to shield themselves from accusations of becoming weaponized to attack their political opponents, more White House paperwork has been discovered that reveals President Biden's team was fully involved with the FBI raid at President Trump's Florida home. Alina Haba, Trump's attorney on Fox News, reveals Biden's misinformation.
Again, like you said, misinformation. They said they didn't know. But counsel to the president said that he deferred to Ms. Wall and that she could then decide to just remove the privilege that every president prior has had. As to what happened in between June and August, well, we know what happened. This was an event that was prime right before election. It is prime because he's way ahead in the polls. And the Wall Street Journal's headline today stated it perfectly clearly. This was an improper search. It was not done correctly. There was no need for it, and he was cooperating. There is absolutely no reason. No reason. And now we have evidence of that, that they were cooperating.
The Indian Air Force is reporting the government fired three officers for accidentally firing a missile into Pakistan in March. Military experts have in the past warned of the risk of accidents by the nuclear powers. India and Pakistan have fought three wars and engaged in numerous smaller arm clashes, usually over the disputed territory of Kashmir. The final week of preseason games in the NFL start on Thursday and run through the weekend. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.